Thank you for calling customer service. Amber, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. Good day. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm all right for now. Hey, I got a charge on my credit card for the amount of $59.89, and I don't know why was it charged on my credit card. So I need to understand where is it coming from, because it says Daily Holistica approach.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I have the zip code so I can get your account pulled up.
28173.
Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name?
Well, I have a transaction ID number. Can I give that to you?
Ma'am, I need your first and last name so I can get your account pulled up.
You can look up Curtis McDougall.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
Shipping address? I don't have a... I'm not sure.
Your address?
8300 Caesars Head Drive, Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Okay, yes, so give me one moment. Okay. Yes, sir. Do you remember back on February the 1st doing the contest entry to win an iPad?
To win an iPad?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I don't recall any of that.
Okay.
Are you seeing on there?
The contest, you did enter into the contest entry to win an iPad.
An iPad?
Uh-huh, back on February the 1st.
No, I did not authorize any of that. I have nobody else that would do that. My husband and I, this is our account. So what happened with that?
Did it hit us up as well? Did it hit us?
Okay. And you stated that nobody in your household got orders partner without your knowledge.
No.
That is correct. But
okay. So are you saying that this is fraud?
Absolutely. I don't know anything about this company on my credit card.
Okay.
Now I'm seeing another one for $49.89 on February 2nd, now that I'm looking at my statement.
Okay. What I can do for you, I can cancel the account and transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the charge of $49.89.
Say that again. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yes, ma'am. What I can do for you, I can cancel the account and transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the charge of $49.89.
Well, there's one for $49 and there's one for $59. So I hope this is on recording, because this is illegal. You guys are tapping into my account, making these charges. And where is the product? What product are you charging me for?
Ma'am, give me one moment while I transfer you to the fraud department.
What? She's not answering. What's the product? What is this?
What is the product?
I did answer. It's an iPad.
An iPad? It's a contest, you said? So if the person doesn't win, they're getting charged. We're getting charged with something that we don't even know about. What nonsense is this? You better transfer me to that department so I can speak to someone. I don't know anything about this $59.93, and now it's a $49.89 and $59.89. What nonsense is this?
What is this charge for? She left.
Hello? Give me one moment while I get you transferred to the fraud department.
Ask her what it is for. What iPad?
She said it's an iPad contest. What nonsense. We don't even do those shit.
So wait a second. iPad contest, and they charge us $100 for what? Nothing?
Yeah, it's a lot of scam, and I'm going to send it to
Better Business Bureau.
Yes, and thank y'all for calling customer service. You're getting transferred over right now.
So when do we get our money back, our credit?
You can discuss that with the fraud department. Thanks for calling customer service.